dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. This show is live. So if you're only listening right now and you'd like to watch us, you can go to my website, thequeenofdreams.com or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. And up in the top on the right-hand corner, you'll see Dream Vision 7 or DV7. Click on that. It'll take you right to my Dream Vision 7 radio network page, and you can click the little link there and watch us live. So if you missed my video podcast last hour on the Kat Canavis Show or Bloomer Boomer TV, you can go to my website also, the Queen of Dreams, Kat Canavis, and you can click onto the Facebook page, my Facebook page, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, author, speaker, and you can watch it there. It's uploaded onto that. And also the show is turned into an article and a blog, and it's uploaded then and published on BizCatalyst 360 and Pathios. So if you missed last week's show, it was really awesome. It was about Mayhem to Miracles, which is the third book I'm doing with Sacred Stories Publishing. And it had Reverend Dr. Temple Hayes on with her friend BB, or Barbara Bertucci, who's actually her wife. And you can go to my Dreaming Healing page again into the archives, or just Google it and it will come up. It was an awesome show. And we were talking all about how the mayhem in your life can suddenly turn into a fabulous miracle. So, dreamer Amy Gifford and I share precognitive dreams and prophetic dreams about pets, feathers, and monks. Yes, you heard me right. Feathers and monks. And tonight, Amy is going to share her amazing true dreams concerning her health and that of her beloved dog, Rocky. We're going to hear how those dreams came true. But first, let's start the show with our favorite protection clearing meditation. So if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. Just listen. The meditation will still work, okay? So during this meditation, I want you to imagine using something that's really small but powerful to you. Maybe it was given to you in a dream by your spirit guide or your guardian angel, deceased loved one. It can be anything that's small but powerful to you. Like it could be a piece of jewelry. It could be your favorite flower. It could be your favorite stone, your favorite crystal, anything that holds love to you and is powerful. Okay. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take in these three really deep breaths and we're going to hold them. And we're going to imagine any negativity connecting to that breath of life. And we're going to blow them out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where they're going to get converted into beautiful golden light. That way, we're not going to be littering. Okay? Ready? Sit comfortably. You know, just kind of feel yourself getting centered. All right? Take deep breath in. Hold it. As long as you can, hold it. And blow it out across the room. or imagine that purple flame of Saint Germain over there. Another deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine any negativities connecting to that breath. Blow it out across the room. One more time. Deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine anything that was negative that was said to you, or you said to someone, or maybe you said to yourself, getting caught in that breath of life. Blow it out across the room, right into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Empty your lungs out, all of it out. Imagine it turning into beautiful golden light and going up into the universe. That way there's no negativity left. Now, I want you to imagine having your gift in your hand, and you're going to use it to surround yourself and create a mirrored bubble of light that's only going to allow that which is of the highest and best for you to come into that bubble brought by your spirit guides and guardian angels. Anything else that is not of your highest and best is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes, kind of move your neck around. You may have heard of people having precognitive and prophetic dreams about their health with feathers and monks, but what about fur parents who have prophetic dreams about their fur, feather, and scale children? In the book Dreams That Can Save Your Life, that I co-authored with Dr. Larry Burke of Duke University Medical, that was published by Inner Traditions, Simon & Schuster is the distributor, we wrote about shared stories and prophetic dreams by the 30 authors that are in this book. And these dreams came true. And these authors and the stories were about people dreaming with and for other people. Our guest tonight has done both of these. She's dreamed for herself and she's dreamed for someone else. And the loved one with whom she shared a dream was her beloved dog, Rocky. So Amy Gifford is a California girl who now resides in Denver, Colorado. And she spent her career in sales working in high-end jewelry, eventually moved into the world of software and IT, and is currently pursuing her BA in psychology at the University of Colorado and is a Reiki practitioner. Welcome to the show, Amy Gifford.
Thank you so much, Kat. It's so nice to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. And let's tell our audience how you got here. How did you come to seek me out? Because there's a whole story behind that too.
There is a whole story behind it, yes. So it's very interesting. So I'll start with Rocky.
Let's save Rocky for the next one. Let's save.
All right.
Tell us about you and Larry, Dr. Larry Burke.
All right. So I had a wild set of dreams leading up to this. And, you know, my dreams first started as daydreams. And I would consider myself intuitive.
As what dreams?
As daydreams.
Oh, daydreams. Okay. You cut out for a second. Daydreams. Oh, I love daydreams. Okay.
Yes. So I would get an impression of a word, and this word is cancer. I'm like, that's strange. But I would get this impression a few times throughout the day, not a threatening message, but it would just come to me. And then I started having dreams at night. And the first time I had a dream about myself around this, I would describe the dream as just a normal dream. And I remember at one point, it's going through, I don't remember what I was dreaming about, but I remember an interruption. And I remember my guide coming through and pointing at me and saying, cancer. It was almost like a dream interruption. And then the dream resumed. I woke up thinking, huh, that was kind of strange. So I've had a couple of dreams similar to that and didn't really understand what it meant. Okay, well, I'm getting cancer. We'll get to why I thought that in just a minute. But I didn't really understand what the full message was and felt like it was just kind of a passing warning, if you will. Well, about a month and a half ago, I had a very vivid dream, one of those dreams where it didn't feel like a dream. It really shook me. So I am in the ether. I'm hanging out. I'm with my guide. And all I can see is this beautiful midnight blue sky. And I can see myself. I'm outlined in energy, right? I am myself in blue. I only see the outline of my body. I can see the outline of my face, my chest, my body. And it's all in blue. And my guide looks exactly the same. I can see the outline of him. And what's very interesting about this is all of a sudden, I start to see this pink light. It's almost like a smoke. Like imagine if you're staging or lighting incense. It's this smoke that comes through and I start to see it fill my breast area. And then I start to see this smoke swirl up and it starts to come through my head. And I hear him say, metastatic breast cancer. And I wake up and I think, well, that was very specific. It didn't feel like a threatening warning. I felt that it was, okay, Amy, something's going on. We got to figure it out. If you don't figure this out, it's going to turn into something very specific. So that word, metastatic breast cancer, that just stuck with me. Well,
yeah,
I told a very good friend of mine, Denise, very few people, this is not a conversation you would just have with your friends, right? Hey guys, I had this crazy dream, let me tell you. So I tell Denise about my dream and she's like, oh my goodness, Amy, I have to tell you, I know Dr. Larry Burke, he actually, he and his co-author Kat have done research on breast cancer and dreams. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm sorry, what? That's very, very specific. what are the odds, right? So she and I talked a lot about it and she connected me with Dr. Burke and he and I started chatting and fortunately he opened up and listened to my story and eventually he had introduced us, of course, and this is where we are today. But before that, I had listened to your book, Dreams That Can Heal, and I was fascinated by it, absolutely fascinated. I downloaded it on audio and I was obsessed with it for a couple of weeks. But Kat, I heard your story. And this was fascinating to me because it was very compelling. You had monks in your dream. Mm-hmm. And I've had monks in my dream come to me in a similar form as a spirit guide. And your story was so compelling and the information that they shared with you and how you were able to diagnose what was happening and get these doctors to listen to you. And I thought, wow. But what happened in that dream? Your monks hand you a very special gift. They hand you a feather. And I thought that was interesting because that's a symbol that I get from my guides often when I'm meditating or in dreams. It's a symbol for me of protection. This is a message of, listen, we're here with you. We're guiding you. We're helping you. It was very powerful for me and I felt a connection. I need a minute to let this sink in. I really wanted to connect with your story. I set my phone down. I set my AirPods down. I'm in my bedroom as I'm listening, doing some work, cleaning up, and I look underneath this table that I have, and what do I see? It's a little small white feather. What are the odds? I thought that was very interesting and very synchronistic. So I think, okay, cool. My guides are talking to me. Later that day, I have a Reiki session with my aunt, and we're talking and we're decompressing, and she and I are moving the conversation in a different direction. And all of a sudden she says to me, oh my gosh, Amy, you're not going to believe this. What is floating outside my window? She said, there's a little feather, a little white feather floating outside my window. And I just laughed and I thought, you know what? That's definitely a message for me. I was pretty blown away. Definitely a strong synchronicity that I felt there. So as I shared that story with Dr. Burke, that's where we were able to make that that wonderful connection, and here we are today. So
yes,
that's
yes.
part of my
You sent
thing.
Me that email and I was like, what? Somebody else has monks and feathers? Oh, I have to talk to Amy. So we got on the phone and we talked. So one of the things that I find interesting, Amy, and I think you're so brave to come on and talk about this. I know a lot of people that would have hidden. They would have denied they had that dream and said, no, 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 that metastatic cancer, no, no, no. I don't want to remember that dream. And I wouldn't blame them. But, you know, you're talking about the book Dreams That Can Save Your Life. And I just want to mention this to you because I want you to tell us what you did about this as far as going for tests. In the book, there were a number, and you probably know this by now, there were a number of women who had dreams about metastatic breast cancer or breast cancer and, you know, things like they were seeing blood coming out of breast. Mm-hmm. It turned out to not be them. It turned out that they were dreaming for a loved one in their family. Yeah. Their mothers, I think one was for a sister. So sometimes when we have these dreams, although we're getting it because we're the phone line, and obviously you are a phone line because you're connecting with these spirit guides and you're having what you called an interruption in your dream. And I'm going to talk about that because I have that in mind too, but it's a little different. But I'm really curious because I'm wondering, because of the feather, you found the feather and then the feather going past the window. I'm really wondering if this dream is not about you, but I don't know that for sure. It's just a hit on.
I wonder that as well. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. I'm wondering. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, having your regular dream and people go to me and go, what's a regular dream? It's like, well, someone you have every night where you don't even realize you're dreaming. You're just dreaming. And then you wake up because, hey, your regular dream's over with because it's time to get up in the morning. But you and I both have something else that happens in these regular dreams when there's some important information that we need to remember and bring back with us. And that's the interruption you were talking about. And in my case, what would happen is my dream would freeze. I'd be in my dream and all of a sudden I'd go, what? How can my dream freeze? This isn't like TV. This isn't like a movie. You know, I'm not in a movie theater. The show can't just stop. But my dream would freeze just like on a computer page. And then in the center of that little frozen dream, I'd see this little movement. And it was like a pop-up, you know, in the middle of a computer page, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and I could see through it. Sort of like what you were talking about. You could see through and you could see outlines and stuff. And then all of a sudden, this monk walks through my pop-up and says, come with me. I have something to tell you. And I'm like, well, okay. It's not like I've got anything else to do, right? I'm in a dream. I'm sleeping. So I followed him through, and as you were pointing out, in my dream, in my case, I had been for mammograms and MRIs and physical exams 3 times over a 3-month period, and my doctors kept saying, you're healthy. Go home. We'll see you in a year. If you're still nervous, come back in 6 months, but you're done. And finally, in this third dream that I had when the monk came through the pop-up window, he handed me the white feather that you were talking about. And he said, you go back to your doctor tomorrow without an appointment. And you use this feather like a sword to cut through all his arguments and all the red tape that he's going to tell you the hospital has. You just imagine this feather in your hand and you use it like a sword. It's an angel feather. It's powerful. And so the next day when I went back, Amy, and I said, you know, he said, why are you back? It's like he saw me coming and wanted to run for cover. It's like, oh my gosh, she's back. I can't get rid of her. And I said, look, I know something's really wrong and I want you to do exploratory surgery. That was the other thing. In the dream, my monk told me that I needed exploratory surgery, that was the only thing that was going to find my breast cancer. And so when I showed up at my doctor's office and said, I need exploratory surgery, he looked at me as though I had just poured gasoline on top of myself and set myself on fire. And he said,
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. He was like, no, I can't do that. I won't do that. And that's where our feather came in, Amy. I pointed that imaginary feather at him and I said, I need you to help me. And he went out, he made the appointment, and long story short, it turned out I was in stage two with it in a lymph node. So it was starting to metastasize. It was getting ready to go through my whole body. But we got to take a break. Please don't go away. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. And I'm your host, Kat Cannabis. We'll be right back.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
How did life start on Earth, and why is there so much suffering? Are we living in a simulated reality like the characters in the Matrix movie? Do parallel dimensions exist alongside ours, influencing our experience? What are the mysterious dark energies that penetrate our universe? Peter Canova folds space and time to bring the twin bookends of ancient wisdom and quantum science into a single focal point, answering these and many other deep mysteries of the creation. Quantum Spirituality can be heard every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. See the show where past and present merge to show us our future.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy, answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the second section of our show, Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7.com. I'm your host, Kat Canavis, and tonight our guest is Amy Gifford, and we're discussing dreams, dreaming, healing, spirit guides as monks and feathers. This is quite the show. If you want to, you can call in and talk with me or my guest during the live show with the video stream. You can call 646-558-8656. And then, unfortunately, there's a long ID of 88369-3587. That's 883-695-3587. Then press the pound sign and for listen or chat. And that way, Bob, our producer, will know that you've got your hand raised and you have a question that you want to ask us. Or you can always email me your dreams from my website, KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. So just before the break, we were talking about how Amy's dream and my dream are similar, but they're also different. And one of the differences is my monks were like Franciscan monks. They wore these brown hooded robes with the little rope belts, and they had their hoods up all the time, and they had on leather sandals. I could see them from head to toe. I never saw their faces. So Amy, I'm curious, what did your monks look like?
So I have one that came to me, and this is how my guide has presented since the beginning. Except in the dream I just mentioned, we were both very similar in energy. But the way that he presents, he wears this beautiful red velvet robe, similar, has the rope tie. It falls to the floor. It has this beautiful drape. And I can see his eyes. They are this piercing blue color. Whenever I see those piercing eyes, I know this is my guide. And then also, I'm not able to see his face outside of his eyes, but I can see his hands. And sometimes I'll see just the top part of his arms, and I can tell that he's a bit different. His skin is gray. So, yes, it's very specific in how I see him and how he presents. But very similar in terms of having the robe, and he has that beautiful rope that goes around it. And yes, so
he's got a rope.
When I see
also.
Him, he does. Yes. So
interesting.
That is what my guide looks like.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't realize he had a rope also. So I wrote something down here. What was it? What are you doing now? You know, so he gave you all this information and he showed you the pink. I thought that was really interesting, like the pink smoke in your breast. Mm-hmm. It was then going mm-hmm. up into your head, because you think of pink as the pink ribbon for breast cancer. So that's almost like a validation that, you know, you have the pink smoke, and then you're hearing the word metastatic breast cancer. And so that's interesting. So what did you do with this information? What have you done to check this out?
Well, I decided it was time. I felt like it was a passive warning, but again, hearing that word, very specific. So I decided to make an appointment, and recently had a scan done this past Friday. So I am waiting on the results. I am hoping everything is fine, but it's one of those things that, given a previous dream and information that I had gotten, I think it's something to take very seriously. And especially after hearing stories in the book and hearing your story, this is something that I don't want to put off. And I know my guys are telling me something. So,
mm-hmm. I think you're really wise to do that, because you know, if nothing else, I'm sure it's all going to come back really healthy. At least you've got a baseline, and then you can maybe start asking for clarifying dreams. Who is the breast cancer for? If it's not for me, because I had the test, who is it for?
And who is it for?
Yeah, I think that would be really, really interesting. So yeah, we're going to follow up on that. We're going to have Amy back after she gets her test results and have her on another show to talk about it, because I think it's going to be really interesting. So Amy, you've had another really interesting dream, and it was about your dog, Rocky. So in this book that Amy and I were talking about, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, there's a section in the book called Dreaming With and For Others. And then in the section that is Dreaming With, it's where someone will come into a dream and give that dreamer information about themselves or about the person that came into the dream. And it's similar to the ancient Asclepian dreaming temples in ancient Rome. And it actually started in ancient Egypt almost 6,000 years ago, where people, if they felt that there was a problem and they wanted to get help, they knew that their dreams connected with spirit guides and divine intervention and divine messages. So they would go into these Asclepian dream temples, and they would sometimes just lie on the floor. I mean, the hard marble floor with a priest, and they would dream in tandem in order to get information, the kind of putting your heads together and dreaming together. And they would get this information, and then the priest would help them work through the dream and come up with a solution. So something very similar to that happened with Amy, but it involved her dog. So Amy, tell us this dream.
Absolutely. So my pup, Rocky, he and I were very close. People that are close to me, a lot of them knew him and knew that he was a very special dog. I had gotten him during a pretty difficult time in my life, and we just really bonded. So shortly after I moved to Colorado, I'm trying to remember the dates, but it was shortly after I moved here. I ended up having this bizarre dream. Again, it was more of a message, not just a dream. Rocky came to me, and I are sitting here.
Just so we know, he was alive when he came to you in the dream. Okay.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. He was alive when he came to me in the dream. So he comes to me, and we're having a conversation just like you and I are right now, except his head is really big. It's very close to me. And he says to me, "Mommy, I'm sick." I'm like, "What do you mean, buddy? What's going on?" And he says, "Mommy, I'm sick." And I said, what do you mean you're sick? I don't understand. And he says, "Well, I have cancer." And I said, what do you mean you have cancer, buddy? And he said very specifically, he said, "I have leukemia." He said, "I'm really sick." And I woke up, and of course, I am in tears. I am bawling. This is my little buddy, and he's as healthy as he can be. He's fine. What do you mean you have cancer? This is just a dream. But it wasn't a dream. You know how you just know in your heart this is something really serious. And I have had prophetic dreams in the past, but nothing like this. So I call my best friend. I'm crying on the phone with her. I'm like, what do I do? This is just a dream, right? And she's like, obviously, Amy, you make the appointment with the vet, right? Fortunately, I had just met a new vet in the area. So I made an appointment. It was 2 weeks out. Okay, fine. Well, at least we've got the appointment on the books, right? I take him out a couple days later. I think nothing of it. We've got the appointment. Everything's going to be fine. He's fine. He's energetic. He's happy. He's great. I take him out one morning, and he's not okay. I can tell something's wrong. So I call the vet and say, I need to bring my dog in. It's an emergency. So I make that appointment, get him in. They draw blood, and they come back to me. And I think, oh, it's really not going to be a big deal, right? I'm trying to brush this off. And the vet says, so we need to test him again. There's something going on. We found his white blood cell count is really high. I'm like, what do you mean? So we do more tests and comes back. And I just remember seeing our vet, who is a pretty good friend today, but he comes up to me and he says to me, Amy, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but Rocky has cancer. And the test came back. We can't determine if it's leukemia or lymphoma without further tests, but this is what's going on. And I lost it. Wow. How can this be happening? So this little guy who is so healthy and so happy and so loving, he's sick. So we dealt with that and he was given 5 months to live. I radically changed everything. I took him off of processed food immediately. I changed his diet. I did everything that I could for him that I knew I could do. Of course, I go into crazy freak out research mode and gave that little guy the best I could, best life I could. And he ended up living a year and a half as opposed to 5 months. So he impressed his
best. In dog years, and that's quite friends. A long time. That's a long time in dog
quite
years.
Quite a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. And I said, as long as he's happy and he's healthy, I want him to be here. So yeah, he passed away November of 2019. So it's been a little bit, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not that long ago though. But you know, what's amazing is here he comes into your dreams to tell you he's got leukemia. Mm-hmm. He says, I've got cancer, I'm sick, I've got leukemia. And then the vet validates it. So, you know, I had, when I told this story to somebody else, they said, so if the vet was going to find it out anyhow, why did the dog bother to come into her dreams and tell her? And I have my kind of my own ideas about that. But what's your idea about that?
Wow, that's a really good question. I feel like I had such a close bond with him and I feel like he wanted to warn me. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, I just need you to understand something's happening. I need you to know this. And I really feel like he was just trying to let me know. And maybe there's a chance we can extend his life, or maybe there's a chance we can help him beat this. And, you know, given the information that I had, I was able to give him a longer life. But I think that it was to prepare me. It was a warning.
I agree. And that's exactly what I told this person. I said, I think maybe, you know, she wasn't going to take this well. She wasn't, yeah. You know, and
he knew
so
it.
Rocky was giving her a little bit of a warning so that she wouldn't, you know, be, that this wouldn't be completely coming out of left field when he right. started going downhill and you found out. And then somebody else asked me another question because I said, you know, Rocky, because of the treatment she gave him, Rocky lived like a year and a half longer, and maybe a little bit longer mm-hmm. than a year and a half, which in dog years is like 5 years in human years, or 7 years, I think.
Right.
So that's a long time when somebody's been diagnosed with leukemia, if you're a human being and you're really sick. To get an extra 5 or 7 years is quite a long time with no treatment, just changing your diet. So the question that they asked was, what happened during that year and a half that you had that was significant? Was there an event that happened during that time that you suddenly depended upon him again for strength?
I think that we both depended on each other. I think that we had a very symbiotic relationship. I really do. I needed him for strength. He needed me for strength. And I would say that it was very cohesive between us. When he started to decline, that was a very, very difficult time for me, of course. And, you know, I think just being there for each other, and I know this probably sounds crazy. People are like, oh, this is a dog. Like, no, this was like my little spirit dog. You know, that bond that we had was very special. So I think that he helped me through this. I think having the warning ahead of time really helped me through this. I don't think you ever prepare for news like that, right? And
no.
I think, yeah. I think he just let me know what he needed, and I did everything that I could to give him that, mm-hmm. to the best of my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We're going to have to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to check with Amy to see if she's had any other contact with Rocky from the other side since that happened. So don't go away. We'll be right back. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by 3-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the last section of our show tonight on Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7.com. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe, cannabis video podcaster and author. And our guest tonight is Amy Gifford. And we've been talking about dreams. And in the second half of the show, we were talking about pet dreams and pets coming into our dreams and speaking with us and guiding us and letting us know what's going on. So Amy, what I wanted to ask you was, have you seen Rocky since he passed?
So this is a challenging thing to talk about with a lot of friends, right? Again, because they're like, yeah, okay, Amy, sure. But he actually does visit me. He's come several times. He's been in my dreams. The most recent dream that I've had, he came to me. It's his essence that he's running around as a little like black lab pup, right? I'm like, all right, cool. Well, he's having fun. He's hanging out and doing his thing. But that was fun. He's come and he's been with me just hanging out. It's almost like we're having telepathic conversation. He lets me know that he's okay. Shortly after he passed, there was one day, we've been working from home for quite a while now. Since March, I've been remote. And there was one day I'm sitting here at my computer and I'm feeling really sick, right? I'm working, but I'm sick and just kind of getting through it. And anytime I ever felt sick, he was always there. He was like my little healing dog, right? He always knew. And I just, without even a thought, I felt him sitting right here. It's almost in my mind's eye. I could see him sitting right here with me. And I'm not kidding. I turned around to pet him and I'm like, oh, buddy. I truly felt that he was here with me. I felt his energy, felt his presence. And it was very comforting for me. So, you know, there are times that I can definitely feel him. He's hanging out on the couch or, you know, he's hanging in the bedroom with me. You know, I can just feel his energy. So very special.
It's amazing yeah. how he goes back to being a puppy again, because I tell people this yeah. all the time. When you cease to see deceased loved ones in your dreams, like your grandparents, or your parents, sometimes you can't even recognize them because they go back to their prime and they may be in a physical state that you never saw them in. You know, if your right. mother is back at, you know, 20 and 21, before she even met your father, you're not necessarily going to recognize her. It's not until she does something or says something that it kind of turns on that bell that lighter, the little bell goes off and goes, what? I think that was my mom. And sometimes you don't realize it till you wake up. But I remember when I was going through breast cancer three times and I had baby cakes with me and he was a Burman. In his prime, wow. Baby cakes weighed 26 pounds. He was
wow.
huge. And I had gone through all my treatments. I was all healed. I was all well. I was playing tennis again in California. And I had a dream. And in the dream, the monks came into my dream. And there's a monk holding baby cakes. And he hands me baby cakes. And he says, carry baby through your dreams tonight, because it's going to be the last night you're going to have with him. And aww. I said, what? And he said, carry baby cakes through your dream with you. So I didn't wake up. I'm just carrying them with me from dream to dream. You know, you go through those dream doors. I'm going from one dream to the next, carrying them all night long. And then when I woke up in the morning, I like bolted out of bed. And I went looking through the house for baby cakes. I'm calling him and calling him. And there he is, because we had two other Siamese cats at that time. And he marches into the kitchen for breakfast and he looks healthy. He looks great. And I'm like, oh, it was just a dream. Just a dream. I went off, played tennis. I came home. And as soon as I walked through the door, Peter said, Kat, something's wrong with baby. He keeps falling over. I don't know what to do. I went over and I picked him up and I took him to the vet. And I'm thinking, I'm in denial. You know how that is. I'm in denial. And I said, you know, he's fine. He probably just has an infection. Probably just needs some antibiotics. They took a blood test and they said, he's already halfway to heaven. We're just going to give him a shot so that he can continue. And that was the last day I had baby. And so again, the monks came into my dreams to warn me, just like your Rocky came into your dream to warn you, because otherwise I'm not sure we would have taken that well. And my monks knew me well enough to know I would have thrown a real temper tantrum if they had just sprung that on me. So it's amazing what our dreams can do. Believe it or not, we have come to just about the end of our show. Amy, thank you so much for coming on the show with us tonight and sharing your dreams. And I do hope you will come back and let us know what your results are. And another thing I wanted to mention was, you know, clarifying dreams. I so believe in clarifying dreams. So if you would you ask for a clarifying dream tonight? And then when you come back, you can tell us what it was.
I will. Thank you. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And thanks everyone for tuning in.
Thank you. And I want to thank the audience for making Dreaming Healing such a great success. If you don't want to share your dreams live, email them to me at catcan@comcast.net, or you can actually go to my website and email them to me right from there, which is the Queen of Dreams, or you can go to KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and I'll read them on the air. We actually had one for tonight, but we were so enthralled with these dreams with our pets that we're not going to have time to do that dream tonight, so we'll have to save it for next week. For new listeners, there is a free gift for you in the right upper hand corner of my website. Just go up there. It'll say free gift. Click on that, and that is yours for joining us on DreamVision7Radio.com. There's also a promotion package for those of you who are published authors and you need help getting your message out there. That's what I'm all about. Go and check that out. And if you're a writer who would love to be in the third Sacred Stories books that I'm doing with Sacred Stories Publishing, we did The Crappy to Happy right here. And James Redfield of Celestine Prophecy wrote the foreword. He's going to be in our third book, which is going to be, are you ready for this? Mayhems to Miracle. So Mayhems to Miracles, he's going to be writing a story in there, as will Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's, you know, he's a host on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So he's going to be in the book too. And then we also have Dennis Patoko, the CEO of BizCat Magazine, and Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and some more companies are going to be part of our promotional people. So our media promoters. So if you would like to be in this third and last book with Sacred Stories, you can go to sacredstoriespublishing.com/book project/, or in the upper right hand corner of my website, get published, click on that. It'll take you right there. And I have a big announcement to make. If you saw the show last week, we had Dr. Reverend Temple Hayes on the show. Well, she's going to be writing the foreword for our third book, Mayhem to Miracles. So we're really, really excited about that. I think there might be one spot left on the cover of the book, so that if you're an author and you want to be in the book, but you'd also like to be on the cover, so your name is beside James Redfield, Bernie Siegel's, Temple Hayes, and a lot of other A-list writers, I think there's one spot left. So I also want to let you know that this show will be blogged on Pathos, Above and Beyond the Five Senses, and you can find that on my website as well. It's going to be made into an article for Biz Catalyst 360, Living Your Dream. That's my column in there. It's going to be posted on all my Facebook professional pages, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis author speaker, Dreams That Can Save Your Life Facebook page also, because hey, this is all about dreams and we want to make sure that everybody on the dream Facebook page gets to hear Amy's dream. For those of you in Palm Springs area, watch for my article on dreams in the next magazine, Desert Health. The Valley's leading resource for health and wellness, that's coming out next month. I'm going to be talking about dreams and COVID and the signs and symbolisms that people are sharing. Much like Amy and I were sharing monks and feathers, well, a lot of people who are having COVID dreams right now with the lockdowns, they are sharing those dreams, and I'm sharing their signs and symbols in those dreams. You'll be amazed at what shows up in the dreams. You'll be absolutely amazed. So don't miss that. Just, you can Google Desert Health And you can read the article online, or you can, if you're in Palm Desert, you can go into almost any grocery store and pick it up in there. So until next time, I want you to remember that it's time to wake up to our dream messages. And everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. So good night, everyone, and sweet dreams.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Kat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or The Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.